Chapter 3. The Cat That Looked at a King. Michael had toothache. He lay in bed groaning and looking at Mary Poppins out of the corner of his eye. There she sat in the old armchair, busily winding wool. Jane knelt before her, holding the skein. Up from the garden came the cries of the twins as they played on the lawn with Ellen and Annabel. It was quiet and peaceful in the nursery. The clock made a clucking, satisfied sound, like a hen that has laid an egg.
"Why should I have toothache and not Jane?"
complained Michael. He pulled the scarf Mary Poppins had lent him more tightly round his cheek.
"Because you ate too many sweets yesterday," Mary Poppins replied tartly.
"But it was my birthday," he protested.
"A birthday is no reason for turning yourself into a dustbin. I don't have toothache after mine."
Michael glared at her. Sometimes he wished Mary Poppins was not quite so perfectly perfect, but he never dared to say so.
"If I die," he warned her, "you'll be sorry. You'll wish you'd been a bit nicer."
She sniffed contemptuously and went on winding. Holding his cheek in his two hands, he gazed round the nursery. Everything there had the familiar look of an old friend. The wallpaper, the rocking horse, the worn red carpet. His eyes wandered to the mantelpiece. There lay the compass and the Doulton bowl, the jam jar full of daisies, the stick of his old kite, and Mary Poppins' tape measure. And there, too, was the present Aunt Flossie had given him yesterday, the little cat of white china, patterned with blue and green flowers. It sat there with its paws together and its tail neatly curled about them. The sunlight.